It's Monday, August 23rd, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Following a unanimous vote from the Nevada State Board of Health, Governor Steve Sisolak signed emergency regulations requiring students enrolled in state universities, colleges, and community colleges to be vaccinated against COVID-19. KUNR's Michelle Rivera reports.
After November 1st, in order to be able to enroll for the spring 2022 semester, students must provide proof that they're vaccinated. The regulations will be effective for 120 days and would have to go through a more rigorous public process to be made permanent. The emergency regulations maintain pre-COVID vaccine requirements for students enrolling in the Nevada System of Higher Education institutions, and they don't change existing exemptions for religious beliefs or medical conditions. Students who are enrolled in distance education programs who don't attend a class on campus are also exempt. Existing regulations require students to submit proof of immunity to tetanus, diphtheria, measles, mumps, and rubella. Michelle Rivera, KUNR News.
Washoe County residents who are immunocompromised can receive a third dose of the COVID-19 vaccine at the health district's vaccination site. The third dose must be the same vaccine type that was administered during the first and second vaccine visits, and it must be given at least 28 days after the last shot. This booster is only available for the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is not authorized for an additional dose. The third dose is also available at the Community Health Alliance's centers in Reno and Sparks, along with CVS and Walgreens. The Carson City Health and Human Services will be offering a third dose at all of their vaccine events as well. The CDC says some immunocompromised people may benefit from an additional dose because they don't always build the same level of immunity the way non-immunocompromised people do after vaccination. As the massive Dixie Fire continues to grow in Northern California, firefighters are working around the clock, and some are staying here in Reno between shifts. KUNR's Michelle Rivera reports.
Firefighters have been staying nearby at the Atlantis in Reno to rest and recover. One of the agencies, the Santa Barbara County Fire Department, drove their five trucks over 500 miles to join the fight. They've been helping to battle the Dixie Fire for 2 weeks now. Battalion Chief Adam Estabrook says his strike team has been working 24-hour shifts every other day.
Basically now from June till November, till the first good rains of the year, we're fighting fire now, and they're usually... they're becoming bigger and bigger fires these days. So, we're moving all over the state, helping our different counties. And, it takes a lot of us to get these fires under control these days.
Estabrook says historic drought, dry vegetation, and fire behavior are making this blaze particularly tough to fight. And he says while it's been slow, there are clear signs of progress. Michelle Rivera, KUNR News.
Audio was provided by the Atlantis Casino and Spa Resort. Seven of the eight cabins that were on the northwest shore of Juniper Lake were destroyed in the Dixie Fire, according to Lassen Volcanic National Park authorities. Most of the destroyed structures are so-called in-holder cabins. They were privately owned before the park's establishment in that area. During their next meeting tomorrow, the Carson City School District is set to discuss and take possible action on $12 million in bonds to improve facilities in the district. The 2021 school bond resolution would stipulate that it is necessary to take on bond debt on behalf of the district in order to purchase, construct, and improve school facilities. School board trustees will also review a presentation on the difference between school social workers and guidance counselors, and they'll go over the results of the civics test for the class of 2021. A mining company that serves the agricultural industry has acquired most of a tiny desert highway town near the state lines of California, Nevada, and Arizona. The Las Vegas Review-Journal reports that Universal Green Technology paid $8 million for Calnev Airy, a town off U.S. Highway 95 south of Las Vegas. Property records show the sale went through in late July. Town co-founder Nancy Kidwell, who closed the deal, is in her 80s and has tried for years to sell. Those are your morning news headlines for Monday, August 23rd. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.